This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it's Wednesday, October the 2nd, 2019, on the DJV program. We are here to overcome adversity. You have adversities in your life. You'd like to no doubt remove them, and perhaps we would provide you with important inspiration. How about that? Jennifer Horn, inspiring. Victoria Keelan, inspiring. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, inspiring. You see the picture of that woman in the lion cage? What kind of nutbird?
Huh? Not inspiring.
Where was she that she was even able to be that close to
in?
A lion? Yeah.
Right.
Was she at a zoo? Or?
Yeah.
She was at the New York Zoo.
Yeah.
Right.
Brooklyn.
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's maybe
Victoria.
She must have been on something.
Hey, the New Yorker for you.
Yeah.
Well, too bad the lion didn't eat her up.
Oh, that's not nice.
Darwin. Really? Yeah. Darwin, yeah, exactly. Darwinism. Warren, oh, Warren. I'm going to go and try to pet the nice lion, and it ate me. Okay, well, good luck
with
that.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here,
yeah. Meow. I wonder if she had, what
cats
do you think?
Cats love me.
What, did she have cat flatulence? Feline flatulence? You think she has that problem?
Oh, no.
I'm sure she would have caused some feline flatulence had the lion actually eaten her.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I don't think we're really on their diet.
She's an airhead, so she's got some bubbles.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, what do we have trending from the political reality world?
It's an urgent day, Dougie. Urgent. Well, trending.
Which old fossil now has something to say about what's going on?
Well, it is an urgent impeachment briefing today for eight Hill committees. Keep in mind, the House went on recess, so they're actually officially not supposed to be there. But some have stuck around, some staffers particularly. And so there is a State Department IG briefing today. That's the Inspector General with the House Foreign Affairs Committee, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, House Appropriations, Senate Appropriations, House Oversight, Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs, House Intelligence, Senate Intelligence. They call this a SCIF. The State Department Inspector General will hold an urgent briefing with senior congressional staff members in a secure location. That's the SCIF part. After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pushed back on House Democratic demands to turn over documents related to Ukraine. He was subpoenaed. Mike Pompeo not cooperating with the subpoena. In fact, he is in Rome just a few minutes ago, and he said that the bullying from the House of Representatives won't be tolerated, and he insinuated that this push to impeachment happened on Trump's first day in office and that this is just the result of it.
And he also said the Pope said to the Congress, up yours, right? Is that what the Pope was?
I don't know if he said that.
No, okay.
Did I miss something?
Well, listen, I could say, well, it's anything. Does Trump go to church? Does he have any religious...
Yes, he's been seen in church, yes.
Not every Sunday, though. He's not a guy who goes to church every Sunday.
No. I wouldn't have thought.
No.
Okay, just asking. Didn't know.
But there's a lot of speculation about what this inspector general is going to say. It's the intelligence community's inspector general. It's an independent position, and so Democrats are hoping that he's going to come forward and hold this gift and say that Mike Pompeo is trying to obstruct the investigation, and Republicans are hoping that he's going to come there and say, "Hey, stop bullying us. We're not going to respond to you." So a lot of people wondering what's going on. It's one of these stories that hasn't leaked yet, so that's why I think there's so much intrigue surrounding what might happen on Capitol Hill today.
You know, one of the things that I find interesting, we're 13 months away from the election. You know, guess how much money has been spent in radio advertising so far before look at the money. Anybody want to take a guess? I'll tell you, it's in the millions.
Yeah, tell me. I don't know.
$148 million already in political radio political advertising, much of it spent by What's his name? Steiner? Who's the guy that's
Steyer.
The Democrat? Steyer.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've mentioned him in my speeches all the time. And what the good there's a little bit of good news for Republicans who don't want to see a Democrat get elected in 2020, because Tom Steyer was going to put all of his power and might behind a Democratic candidate with more name recognition, but he didn't like anybody. He was underwhelmed, so he jumped into the race himself. So he's actually burning through money trying to qualify for debates. He actually spent, I think it was like $10 million or something like that, just to get the $30,000, like $5 donations that he needed to qualify for the debate. So he's spending a ton, and he actually has always spent a lot. He's very well organized. He's got operations in like half the states, and he spends a lot of cash. Californians know him because he's been running impeachment commercials for like the last year.
Yeah.
But you know what? He still has not moved the needle in New Jersey or New York. No one. I have just, over the weekend, we're just talking with friends, and I said, have any of you guys heard anything about Tom Steyer? And they're like, nope, nothing.
Yep.
So
well, that's
I don't
why
know.
He's spending so much money, because he wants to make a debate stage. And he did, by the way. He'll be in the debate in October.
Tom
for
who?
This month.
Steyer. See, the always making reference, not always, but using the facility that we have here on the DJV program and other good radio shows is to paint verbal pictures, to paint word pictures, so that you can, through our words, imagine something. So if you have not seen the video of the catering cart at Chicago O'Hare Airport, you ought to go online. I can describe
it. If you haven't seen it, it means you're one of the you're not one of the 15 million who have already seen it.
Right.
It's crazy how many people have watched that.
It was at the American terminal, and there was this cart. Somebody must have gotten out of it, left it in gear, and just kept going around and around and around in circles and almost hit the plane until some guy driving one of those things that you hook onto the planes with. I forget they call it. Oh, it's a tug. Yeah, it's called the tug. Drove over and just knocked the cart over to keep it. It was this close to knocking a couple of people down and probably seriously hurting them, because it had quite a bit of speed to it as it went around.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was close to the plane. Yeah, it was
crazy
funny
to watch.
Yeah.
I just wonder how it, because the video picks up where it was already spinning around. I just wonder how that got started.
Right. Well, I was sort of saying somebody must have gotten in it and they got out of it and they left it in gear. I've done that. I've left trucks in gears, tractors in gears, and, you know, it's not exactly the smartest
thing. But how does it accelerate? Does it have a gas pedal?
One of those carts?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it runs.
But there was no one in it. That's what I'm saying. That's what was so weird. It's like a phantom thing. It was propelling itself, but there was no one in it giving it gas.
It was a ghost, Victoria.
It was a ghost, I guess.
I will tell you, this has happened to me. I remember once, God rest her soul, Charlotte was in my truck. And I parked it on a little bit of an incline, and I got out quickly to do something. It was in front of the barn down at Eastleigh, and the truck just kept moving, kept going, and it hit a...
We need a reality show called That's So Dougie, and this would be what this
is. So the truck hit something?
It hit a feed cart, knocked it over, scared the living you-know-what out of poor little Charlotte, and bashed up the front of my truck, had to put a new front end on the truck. That's one of those things. That was the way I learned how not to, or what at this point in my life, or this was how many years, probably 10 years ago. Put things in park or put on the brake.
My dad
so
would say, "Keep your mind where your body is, kid."
Yes, right.
10 years ago, Doug learned about park. That's great.
Thank you. Miss Geiger was found guilty of shooting the person in her building, a police officer. Who went in, you heard that story, right, of what happened to... I don't get how anybody can... And that's what the jury couldn't get either. So under the circumstances, she's going to go to jail.
I don't understand how she got into his apartment. That's my...
The door was popped open, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Open. Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
Mm. So she just walked in with her gun drawn?
Well,
she must have had an honor, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they were in a relationship or something. There had to have been something else. I don't know. I mean, you don't walk into someone's apartment and think it's your own when your own furniture is not in there.
Right. Coming up, North Korea tests another missile. What a surprise. Meanwhile, here's the sort of a surprise. It's good news for those of you who suffer from type 2 diabetes. Maybe you're pre-diabetic doctor has said, look out for your sugar intake. One out of every three Americans has this problem or is creeping toward it because of our diet. So, if you need this kind of support, that's where Curalin comes in. C-U-R-A-L-I-N, an effective supplement. This is this stuff I can't, there's 10 different ingredients, I can't even pronounce them because they're all sort of, they're Ayurvedic. It's turmeric, isn't it? I get that. I see that. There's no reason for anybody to have a problem now with sugar content in your blood. The glucose support from Curalin takes care of that. It's a bold statement, but it works. It's been proven. These things have all been tested. And it meets my criteria. Check off the box for 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved. Curalin is the way to take care of the blood sugar level. Have healthy blood sugar levels. Go to Curalin.net. Get this product and try it. See what it does for your blood sugar levels. C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net. And right now, you can get $20 off the first bottle of Curalin. Use the code DJV when you visit Curalin.net. That's right, the code DJV with $20 off at Curalin.net. Save your life like thousands of other people have. This is the reality. This is the best way for you to deal with sugar and problems of sugar in your system. Go to Curalin.net. Use the promo code DJV. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's a great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. I cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so North Korea, surprise, boys and girls, surprise, surprise. North Korea has tested another missile, a ballistic missile. They tested it, shot it up in the air, went into the sea. South Korea military saying that this was underwater, or was launched underwater and then landed in the sea. You know, every time I see a story like this, all I can think of is Ringo singing Octopus. I'd love to, you know that song from the...
Octopus's Garden?
Yeah.
It's not what I think of, but okay.
No, you know me, and I think...
I don't really... I love that song. I don't want to taint it.
That's one of those songs that will stay with you.
Yeah.
Now that I mentioned it, all day long, you're going to be singing this to yourself. Kara, mm-hmm. You'll be with, I like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden. Yadadee, vada-bong, gada-bong. Okay. Speaking of singing, Adele is dating somebody. She's filed for divorce. Are you going to play this? Okay, good, good.
We can talk about Adele and her new boyfriend.
What? Just keep this on in the background because I love it.
What? Adele's dating this rapper guy.
Yes, Skepta. Her next album is going to be less depressing and more fire.
Okay, I have to remember that. 21 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Been waiting so long to be where I'm going.
In music time.
Sunshine of your
song time. So you'll recall earlier in the week the discussion of Ginger Baker from Cream. And the update is from a family says he's holding his own after being admitted to the hospital, critical condition. Celebrated his 80th birthday August 19th. He's a drummer, one of the founders of Cream. His family put onto Twitter, quote, "Ginger's holding his own. Thank you for all your good wishes. He's receiving visits from close family and very special friends." He had COPD, announced that he had it back in 2013, smoking and all that stuff. And then he has also a real problem with his back, degenerative osteoarthritis. How are these guys at 80?
That says a drummer, though. I think that's kind of common.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he still smokes. I doubt he still smokes. Yeah. But, yeah, but those back those kinds of back problems happen a lot with drummers. Yeah. It's an unnatural position to be sitting in, you know, and moving your arms in that way. So, it happens a lot.
He underwent open-heart surgery about, what was that, a couple of years ago after being diagnosed with a major heart condition. He fell down at his home. Forced him to cancel shows with his new band, Air Force 3. Baker founded Cream with Eric Clapton and Jack Bruce. They had four albums, including Disraeli Gears. Remember that? They split up then in the late 60s. Then Baker and Clapton played in Blind Faith with Stevie Winwood of Traffic fame. And Rick, is it Gresh? I don't know him.
Is that bass? I don't know. He was the bass player in Traffic, but I don't know much else
only
about
one
him.
One album. Yeah. After his band Air Force recorded a couple albums in 1970, Baker released 18 solo albums. Most recently was in 2014, Why was the name of the album. Very jazzy. Among his other health problems, Baker also has endured a long battle with heroin addiction. Wow. That guy's still alive at 80?
It's the Keith Richards model of living, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, right. Yep. Next up, musically, at 26 after, he on the DJV program, Simple Minds, announcing a tour which will mark their 40th anniversary. Band from Scotland. I like their music, frankly. They are doing a 40 years of hit tour, kicking off in Norway in February of next year, wrapping up the European leg anyway in Glasgow in April of next year. The UK and Ireland gates will see Simple Minds performing in Cardiff, which is a lovely, lovely town. Everybody get a chance to go to see Cardiff.
I have heard it's beautiful.
It is a very quaint, lovely English village. Let's see, London, they're going to Leeds and Brighton and Dublin and Birmingham. U.S. tour dates are said to be in the works for late spring and summer next year for Simple Minds.
I'm guessing they're going to join up with another 80s band. You know how that's kind of popular in the summertime, like a big 80s tour. So they'll probably latch on to somebody else and do a joint tour.
Yeah, be nice. To mark the occasion further, Simple Minds releasing a greatest hits album in November titled 40, the best of 1979 to 2019. Album include a mix of old favorites and newer material as well. Also, the band is releasing a live album, Live in the City of Angels, on the 4th, which is tomorrow. Yeah. Frontman Jim Kerr of the said of the news, Simple Minds are different now. We're not a stock rock band. We haven't changed our lineup. It'd be cool. We've done it because it's great to have so many amazing players on board. I'm grateful for the career we've had, but I'm mad enough to think we can still hit new levels. This is what we do. We write, we record, we play live. Charlie Burchill, who's the guitarist, said, quote, a legacy can be a burden if you allow it to be. For us, it's been empowering. So all the things that come from Simple Minds, if you're a fan, you're going to have a lot more of it, it would seem, in the next year or two. So I guess that's good news. Always good news. That's our focus here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, hiring his own lawyer to deal with his role in the impeachment inquiry launched by Democrats. The former New York City mayor hiring Florida lawyer John Sale to represent him. Sale was an assistant prosecutor on the legal team investigating Watergate. Meanwhile, last night, Giuliani said anything he did with regard to Ukraine was on behalf of Donald Trump and not the U.S. government.
Were you representing the president personally or representing the office?
Absolutely, representing the president personally.
personally against charges that he colluded, against charges that he's going to be impeached.
That is heard on Fox News. The sentencing phase continuing today after former Dallas cop Amber Geiger was convicted of murder yesterday for shooting her neighbor last year. She claims she thought it was her apartment and he was an intruder. Geiger could face life in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Project, otherwise known as the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And you are here. Wednesday, the 2nd of October. A lot of things going on. Not all of them great, even though I say this is the Happiness Project. Maybe you care about some things that will bring you happiness, but there are things we mix it up a little bit here. And so Victoria's got something that's not so happy.
No, it's a really sad story. So the funeral services will be held today in Houston for the sheriff's deputy, Sandeep Dhaliwal, who was fatally shot during a traffic stop last Friday. This story went all around the country pretty quickly. Dhaliwal was a 10-year member on the force. He was the first Sikh deputy in Harris County, Texas, and he was shot in the back of the head while he was returning to his patrol car. The guy who did this is a guy named Robert Salas. He's 47. He has a history of violent crime. He's been wanted on different parole violations. He's being held without bond, thankfully, on a charge of capital murder. And so I'm sure that as the trial moves along, people will be very interested in this. Lots and lots of people expected to show up today, 10:30 Central Time. It's a 7,200-seat Berry Center of Northwest Houston. That's where the funeral will be held. And just the tributes that came out from people who knew him and worked with him just said he, one person said he was, quote, a gem of a person, a beautiful soul, just an absolute tragedy. And I'm sure at the heart of this is completely misguided racism because he was Sikh, he was Indian and very religious, and so he wore his turban underneath his along with his uniform. And I'm sure that this guy was just an ignorant racist who thought turban and has no idea what he's even, you know, looking at. And so I'm sure that's yeah, I'm sure that's going to be the story when more comes out about that guy.
As they refer to them as towel heads.
But they also think that they're Middle Eastern and they're not, and it's people are so ignorant, and just no one from India is a terrorist, you know? It's just like it absolutely makes my blood boil
when you hear people. They're different color skin. They look different, so therefore they're the enemy. And that comes from really ignorance, lack of education, and that's not an arrogant statement. It's just that is what it is. This is complete arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
And arrogance and ignorance is like a Molotov cocktail.
Yep.
It is the combination of arrogance and ignorance is just, it almost, you can't deal with it because it's really, oof. All right, Brexit.
Speaking
of arrogance and ignorance, it's my way or the highway, boring Boris.
Boring Boris gave his first speech to his own. Now, this was to his own Conservative Party. He gave his speech earlier, about an hour ago. Essentially, it was a little more of a pep rally than a political speech. His people are still behind him, the ones who are left in the party. They're still supporting his Brexit. He has once again said that he is moving forward on October 31st and that Brexit will happen. And if it's a no deal Brexit, then he doesn't care. They're moving forward regardless. And so the update on this now is today, this afternoon, he will be speaking with the EU. And he will be presenting his quote-unquote final offer, insisting that if the EU doesn't engage with his proposal, that he is no longer going to negotiate any further after Brexit. So that Brexit's going to happen, and then that's it. There's going to be no more negotiations. That's what he says.
He'll be out of office in 24 hours.
His new proposal is, they're calling it two borders for 4 years.
Everybody's his enemy. Have you noticed that? If you know, I love these guys. If you don't agree with me, you're my enemy. We got a lot of that going on here
in
our country as well. You're the enemy because you don't agree with me. Really.
Right. Well, he says that his proposal is two borders for 4 years, and so no one exactly knows what that means. He, once again, has not explained it. Apparently, maybe he'll explain it to the EU Commission when he's on the phone with them today, but officials in Dublin said that from what they've seen of leaked proposals, that they are not compatible with the promise to avoid a hard border between the Republic of Ireland and the north of Ireland. It's already, just the promise of that, the hint of that, has already sparked so much violence already between the North and the Republic. And this is something that Boris Johnson apparently has just not really been concerned with. And he's really still not given any details. And that's been the biggest criticism, really, on him from people in other parties. They say, you know, look, we're willing to listen, but he doesn't give us any details. He just says, we're going to Brexit, and then that's it. It is very reminiscent of, you know, he and Trump are friends now, so it is very reminiscent of, we're going to build a wall, but how do you pay for it? You know, it's very similar in their styles of, they make
the
a
biggest,
bold statement,
I think it's the biggest
with nothing to back it up.
Of Trump's, I think it's the biggest failure of his administration.
The wall
frankly.
Thing.
Yeah. So, here's Mark Zuckerberg front and center, telling employees yesterday, he's going to go to the mat with Elizabeth Warren. Because Elizabeth Warren says that big tech should be broken up, and predicted that, among others, the Facebook company will be broken up, but the Zuckerberg group, and that is a group, a bunch of guys, the guys who run Google, and you know, that whole bunch, we'll laugh. And they're probably laughing all the way to the bank. It's just a way for Elizabeth Warren. I mean, it's a point. People are sick of dealing with it. We almost have to have these connections, and we don't like them. The arrogance. It's back
to arrogance. But people are also sick of, you know, how many people, and this is just in my circle of family and friends, got a surprise tax bill this year. Almost all of us did. And yet, then you hear these stories of Amazon making billions of dollars and not paying a dime in taxes. That's what Elizabeth Warren, and look, Elizabeth Warren's not my favorite candidate by any stretch of the imagination, but that's really what she's talking about when she says these companies are too big. I think the average American can get behind that sentiment and say, yeah, you know what,
it's really
unfair.
That's why she's using it, because she figures she gets some political support out of it. That's why she's doing it.
Yeah, well, why does any politician say anything, you know?
Right,
I mean, it's
exactly
the same thing. But I think that that's something that the American public can kind of, you know, you sit there for a second to think about it. Yeah, I had to pay an extra $4,000. That was a huge hit. It's like, well, Amazon doesn't pay a dime? How does that happen? It's not fair.
Speaking of arrogance, Harvard has been accused of being racially biased. And the judge, they went to court, a bunch of kids... it's called the Students for Fair Admission. I went to a bunch of Asian American applicants, went to court to sue Harvard. But I know you'll be shocked to hear the judge says, nah, there's no bias at Harvard. What are you talking about? No.
So the Asian students were saying that because they were Asian, they were not getting in?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they.
But doesn't Harvard also have the most Asian applicants of any of the Ivies?
Who knows?
I think they do.
I don't know. Do they? But they didn't like it because more blacks and Hispanics were getting in. And no mention of white folks getting in, however. Which is pretty typical of what is going on, especially in places like Harvard. Today is National Walk and Bike to School Day. First Wednesday in October. Get up and get moving. You laugh at our parents. I used to ride my bike all the time everywhere. That's why I have such huge calves, because I used to ride. I kind of miss it. I was thinking about getting a bike again. I haven't had one. I had a couple in Santa Monica. They both got stolen. My bike, so I kind of gave up. But good place to ride a bike. Walking to school, biking. You know what's so asinine? You drive around any town in America at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and these mothers are waiting at the end of their driveway in a car so that they can bring their little fat ass kid up to the house without walking up the driveway. I find that abhorrent.
Really? That's a thing?
Yeah. It is a thing everywhere.
I've seen mothers on foot waiting to get their kids, which is
that's
a safety
fine.
Thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I haven't seen,
cars? Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I do agree. Kids absolutely need a lot more exercise in this generation.
So get your little fat-ass kid out of the car or off of the bus and make him walk home. All right, Calitrin wants you to know. Calitrin, where do you roam? Calitrin is the way to lose weight safely. Most productive way to lose weight. I suppose that's the message and that's it. I don't have to tell you anything else. There are all kinds of things online at Calitrin, Calotren, that you can look at, figure out how to get the most out of Calitrin, how you lose the weight, take it consistently, stay in touch. You can be in touch. They have chat rooms all the time. It works, man. It really works. Takes the weight off and keeps it off. That's what you want. Take it off, keep it off, guaranteed. That's all you need to know. Other than going to Calitrin.com, get the special deal, check the box for DJV, get special pricing and free shipping. That's losing the weight. Keep it off. Guaranteed. Calitrin at Calitrin.com.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Often not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is 44 after the hour here in the DJV program. October, if you didn't know, is Family History Month. If you've ever wondered about where your family came from, what your place in history is, now is the time to dive into your journey of personal discovery, and here to provide insights into how to start discovering your story, Director of Research at Ancestry.com, Jennifer Utley, is joining us. Let's talk about the value of learning your family's history. What have you learned about your family's history, Jennifer?
Well, hello, Doug. Thanks for having me here. I've learned so much over the years. One of the fun things is I learned the story about one of my great aunts coming across the sea at 16, traveling with an infant, which was kind of fun because I won't even let my 16-year-old go to the grocery store by himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we all have a different story to tell. Thank you for listening carefully. October is a month. I mean, this is true. I did this for Christmas, I think, a couple of years ago with Ancestry.com and found out a lot of stuff. My sister is absolutely, she's mesmerized with all of this stuff. She's trying to find out all she can about our family history, that sort of thing. And I guess the question I've said to her, so why do you want to know? Why do people, they must tell you that, why do they want to know more about, why is it good, I suppose, to know more about your history?
Well, you know, it's like putting together a puzzle that's all about you, so of course it's compelling, but why it's important, you know, researchers from Emory University, they were looking into this, and they found that children who know more about their family history, the stories of those ancestors, they are more resilient, they have higher self-esteem, and even have better scholastic achievements. So I think it's a matter of they learn that their ancestors faced adversity and did tough things, so when there are tough things in their own life, that they can overcome them as well.
That includes walking up the driveway, getting off of the bus, too, by the way. It's,
exactly.
Right, exactly. So the first step, let's just say somebody is intrigued. They're hearing this message. They've seen the ad. They've heard the ads on the radio for Ancestry.com. What do they do?
So the first step is just to start having meaningful conversations with your family. Gather around the dinner table, maybe spend a few more extra minutes talking about the people who came before us and what they did. You could also have conversations with grandparents on the phone, maybe set up a weekly time to do that, or create a photo album where you learn, you can pencil in the names and dates, but then you take that to Ancestry and start building a tree there.
So it's the tree. It's all about the tree. And how far do you, have you got a record how far back someone has gone or how they've been able to find? I mean, a lot of people want to know how this all works, which I am curious about myself, frankly. How do you get all this information? But what's the furthest back you've ever been with any client?
I think the furthest, I'm really good back to the 1700s, but with certain record sets, you can get back even further than that. And if you take the Ancestry DNA test, you're looking at your DNA 1,000 years ago.
Yeah. Really? See, I didn't know that. I did the DNA test, but I didn't realize it didn't go, well, it was sort of a general answer. You have this English blood, Scottish blood, Puerto Rican blood, Portuguese blood, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it doesn't tell you how far back it goes, so that's interesting to know.
Yeah, that's your DNA.
But how do you do it? How do you do that? How do you know?
How do you do it? Well, there's some interesting things about DNA. First, yes, one of the things that's really interesting about your DNA is that as human beings, we share 99.5% of our DNA is just the DNA that makes us a human. It's that half a percent, that 0.5, that makes you really unique. So to learn information about that can be really fun. You can find out where your people came from, maybe their migration patterns, and you can even, with more than 15 million people in our database, you can connect with other members who share the same kind of DNA you do, and you might even learn something about your personal traits.
Yeah, maybe it's a good way to, if you're 4% black, you can apply for affirmative action. You never know until you find out. Best way to find out is to go to Ancestry.com, right? That's the web address?
Yes, that's right. And with October being Family History Month, there's never a better time to have those conversations and find out what you can discover.
Jennifer Utley, thanks.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wow! Chuck Curry is here. And guess what, folks? This is the theme from The Twilight Zone for those of you who have lived under a rock for the last 50 years. Here it is. I can see Rod Serling, or better yet, I can see Shatner on the wing of an airplane. Right, Chucker?
That's right, absolutely.
Outside, yeah. All right, so what's the latest? I'm sure this is fascinating stuff, The Twilight Zone.
It is. This day in TV history, Doug, October 2nd, 1959, The Twilight Zone, Rod Serling's The Twilight Zone, premiered on CBS. Would go on to do 156 episodes, airing from this day, October 2nd, 59, to June 19th, 1964. Mm-hmm. Rod Serling wrote most of those episodes, narrated all of them. One of the most iconic TV shows of all time. Easily one of the most thought-provoking. Well, it is back. Jordan Peele, who did the movie Get Out, is narrating and producing and writing The Twilight Zone for CBS All Access. But here's something really cool. On November 14th, Phantom, who does the one-night events in movie theaters, is going to be a Twilight Zone event. They're going to air six classic original episodes of The Twilight Zone, remastered. Yeah. On the big screen. One is Monsters on Maple Street, which is a great episode, and the other is Time Enough at Last, which many regard as the best episode ever of The Twilight Zone, with Burgess Meredith playing that bank teller who loves reading. And I won't in case anybody hasn't seen the episode.
Give it away.
I'll tell you what happened.
No spoilers.
But what a great episode. But anyway, listen to this. Look at these actors who started on Twilight Zone. Jack Klugman, Robert Duvall, Robert Redford, Jonathan Winters, William Shatner, Burgess Meredith. That's a lot of talent. That is really one of the best shows of all time. And Rod Serling was way ahead of his time.
You know,
had an unbelievable touch on human nature.
You talk about that Fathom event. They did it with Friends last week. I wonder how that turned out.
Yeah, they did. I wonder how that
go
turned out.
I didn't have time. What'd you think? What do you know about it?
I actually got to do some research to find out how many people actually paid to attend. I have a feeling Twilight Zone's going to do quite well.
Yeah, I would think so. Robert De Niro is out plugging the new movie that he's done. The movie is
The Irishman.
The Irishman.
Well, he's also in Joker also.
Is he? I didn't know he was in the Joker.
Yeah, he's also in Joker. Yeah, it's pretty good month for him.
Anyway, he was asked by a reporter about his friend Al Pacino and the movies they made together, and he said three of them were good, one of them stunk. Basically, that was the movie from 2008 called Righteous Kill. And I was trying to say to you off air, I don't remember that movie at all. Yeah.
It got critic. I know. All I don't remember it very well either. All I know is when it opened, it did no business, and it got critically hammered in terms of its reviews. But,
there was another
movie. It's interesting. I was reading about The Irishman, and some people saying that Al Pacino is a little bit over the top playing Jimmy Hoffa, but Al Pacino's been over the top for the last 25 years in terms of his acting style.
Why do you say that?
Well, he's very different. In the 70s when he did movies like Godfather 1 and 2 and Dog Day Afternoon, he was a very much more grounded, sort of layered type actor. And then he just went completely over the top and is almost theatrical in his acting style. I think he's changed a lot from the beginning of his career when he did some great work to the last 20 years, which he's done good work.
He's just checking it in? Different. He's just phoning it in?
I don't think phoning it in as much as just his style of acting has changed a lot. It's just so much more like it's over the top. It is over the top. Not that that's a bad thing. It's just it is what it is. If you look at his films in the 70s versus the last 20 years, I think it's just a very different style of acting.
Yeah. So it's just another gangster flick. It looks like The Godfather or whatever else. Isn't that what this is? I mean, Scorsese.
Well, he plays Al Pacino. I haven't seen the movie, but Al Pacino plays Jimmy Hoffa, and it's based on a book, and I guess it sort of like speculates what happened.
Well,
nobody really knows what happened. They speculate that he was rubbed out by the mob, but nobody knows for sure where he is, what happened.
He's buried under the bleachers in Yankee Stadium. What about the movie that Nicholson did where he played Jimmy Hoffa? That was
called Hoffa. That was actually directed by
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
And he was in it,
Danny DeVito co-starred in that movie.
Yeah, right.
I like that movie. It's a little bit hollow in terms of a script, but Nicholson gives a good performance, and there's some interesting stuff in it. That's got to go back now 25 years.
I can see them sitting in the back seat of that car, the two of them together. Remember that scene? Restaurant.
Actually, the character that Danny DeVito played in that movie is not a real character. They just did that to move the story along.
Bring it together, yeah, right. All right, thanks for bringing the stories along, all of them, Chucker. Chuck Curry, our movie man on the DJV show.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.